Good morning.
Good morning.
February 12th, 2024. Sounds like an even day.
Yeah.
2/12/24. It's time for the buzz. Let's see what we've got going on. So what do you have going on today, my darling?
Well, I'm going to be finishing up the Taylor Museum's website and helping out our friends over at Arapaho Ranch.
Ah, yes. Oh, I remember Arapaho Ranch submitted one of the photos and made the finals in the photo contest.
Yes.
That was nice. Didn't win, but it was a good one.
Then I'll get started on a new website for Broken Arrow Ranch.
Oh, yeah, redesign.
Yes.
Been working with Travis for years, but we need a new look. Breeding, training, and selling a lot of horses, along with the staple business of the cattle there on the ranch.
Correct.
And also, I'm going to be working on bull sale stuff. A lot of guys are having bull sales, so we'll be advertising for them. If you need some advertising for your bull sale, we have radio advertising, podcast advertising, online advertising, social media advertising. If you need your bull sale or anything advertised, we've been in the business of over 30 years of advertising stuff, so you can ask us about that.
It's definitely great exposure.
We were at the alpaca show this weekend, met some great folks there.
Yeah. That was neat.
Yeah, that was a new experience, and I'll be writing an article on the alpaca gatekeeper. It's going to be a fun article, though. We learned the position in short order.
Yes, we did.
And then our own trade shows are coming up in March and April in Wichita Falls, Texas, and in Kansas, at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. And so we'll be getting ready for that, getting new banners, trade show materials, and you'll see us on the road in the spring. I think that's going to do it. And now it's time for our daily devotional. What did you pick out this week?
This week's devotional is called...
Are you kidding me? I'm sorry to interrupt. I noticed your picture here. We know this guy. Go ahead.
This week's devotional is Be the Hands and Feet.
Yeah, you are the feet. Yours are the hands. This is a special devotional this week Andrea picked out, and I'm delighted to see this is what she's picked. This is by Nick Buhishik, and that might not be the right pronunciation. But he is a remarkable character, totally recognizable. In fact, we picked him out of a crowd of 8,000.
And he is actually a victim of vaccine injury. His mother was given a vaccine that caused his condition.
Nick was born without hands or feet.
Yes.
All four. No limbs. Well, just a stub on his feet. And you might be wondering, how can a person born without any limbs consider himself to be the hands and feet of Jesus on earth? Well, trust me, we met him. He is. I have to tell you my favorite joke that he told us.
Yes, tell us.
Right, he loves to pull out his old flight captain's uniform and stand at the airport and greet people as they come onto the plane and say, "Good morning, I'm your captain. Welcome aboard." And to see the look on people's face, to see this captain and these dangling arms and legs out in this suit, this guy standing there saying he's going to be flying your plane today. So I suppose that first question might be a good one. How can a person be born without limbs consider himself the hands and feet of God? I asked myself the same thing many times as I was growing up. What purpose does God have for a man with no limbs? Nick writes. This is a devotional today from Nick himself. These words from St. Teresa of Avila have had a huge impact on Nick over the years.
Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks, compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world.
This quotation provided one of the many steps I took to finding my purpose as an inspirational speaker and Christian role model who shares his faith with others. And Nick really does that. He shared his faith in front of a crowd of 8,000 people here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And we know hundreds came to Christ that day. I can't do everything, he says, but what I can do is to compel people to fill God's house. Mm. This is what we are meant to do as Christians.
The truth of who we are is how we live day to day. If you want to influence others, the most important thing you can do is be a living example of the principles, ideals, and faith that you advocate. The best way to share your beliefs with others is to live according to your faith when you are under pressure, when challenges arise, and even when life seems to be piling up, one hardship after another.
Those around you watch and take note of how you respond to life's toughest times. They observe how you love and treat others. They judge your authenticity by whether you live up to your claims when the dark days descend.
That doesn't mean being positive just for appearance sake. It means drawing strength from deep within, and rather than wallowing in despair, take one step at a time in a positive direction. Matthew 7:16 says, "You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?"
It took me years of depression and even suicide attempts before I understood that I was not God's mistake, but God had a purpose for His perfectly imperfect child. You are part of God's plan too, and He calls each of us to be His hands and feet on earth. What does it mean to be God's hands and feet? What would that look like in your life today? Can't imagine what that phrase of taking one step at a time actually means.
Right.
How hard it is for Him to take a step, but yet now how easy it is with His faith the way it is.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure watching Nick, hearing him speak and seeing all the people come forward. He's truly an inspiration, and this is going to be a fun week of studying. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for people like Nick and for all of the ones who You have used to do Your work, Lord. Lord, we are all called to be Your servants, so Lord, help us to work and to make an impact the way Nick has. Help us to be Your hands and feet. Help us to realize that our body is Yours and that You are the perfection we seek, not ours. In Jesus' name we pray. So it is this day in history. Today is February 12th. So what happened on this day in history?
Now, what happened on this day in history? I think we need to start in 1500s.
What happened way back in 1500? Oh, okay. 1502, Spain outlaws Islam. Queen Isabella issued a proclamation that made it illegal to practice Islam in Spain.
In 1865, Dr. Henry Highland Garnet addresses the House of Representatives.
Ah, yes.
Dr. Garnet was a former slave, the first African-American to deliver an address in the United States Congress. His sermon praised Union victories at Gettysburg and other battle sites during the American Civil War, and praised the country's deliverance from the evil of slavery.
Amen for that.
Yeah.
In 1909, the first penny with Lincoln's face was printed on it on the 100th anniversary of his birthday. On this day in 1909.
Mm-hmm. 1924, Rhapsody in Blue debuts. George Gershwin debuted the groundbreaking composition when he was only 26. He wrote it so quickly that he had to improvise much of it the first time he performed it in New York. And then in 1947, Christian Dior, a French designer, presented his first collection called The New Look.
1982, Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player of all time, scores 153rd point of the season, breaking the NHL record. The all-time great, Wayne Gretzky. The reason he's good is because he doesn't look where things are. He looks where things will be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good insight to have as a
see the future
leader
on the floor, on
right.
The ice.
And in 1999, impeached Bill Clinton is acquitted by the Senate.
And then back on the weekend, in case you missed it, we had something happen over the weekend. What was it?
Well, in 1928, the recliner is invented.
There you go. For all those of you who have a lazy boy or another type of recliner, the reclining chair was invented in 1928, this past weekend, by Edward Nabosch and Edwin Shoemaker. It was Ed and Ed.
They were cousins, no less.
Ah. Cousins Ed and Ed made the recliner. Now you know more than you needed to.
Why didn't they call it the Ed chair?
I'm sure they went round and round on it. So here we go. You asked about the name. It started as an outdoor chair, but later they upholstered it and marketed it as an indoor year-round chair for relaxing, and they held a contest to determine the chair's name, since Ed and Ed didn't work.
Right.
And guess what the winner was? You guessed it. Lazy Boy. The company manufactured the only Lazy Boy for 40 years, making the brand name synonymous with recliner, before branching onto other products, including reclining sofas and sofa beds.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
So it actually started as a porch chair.
Yeah, a yardstick and a sheet of plywood.
Well, you know, you got to start somewhere, I guess.
Well, that was fun. Do you have anything else?
Well, today is National Penny Day because of the 100th anniversary.
That usually coincides with each other?
Yeah. National Penny Day. Today is National Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Oh, you mean like with a cloth?
Like with a cloth. Well, or an air blower or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard that story before. Yeah, once in a while you got to wipe your computer, you know, like with a cloth and some air. Blow that dust out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's also National Football Hangover Day for those folks who are still reeling from the comeback victory by the phenomenal Chiefs. Well, regardless who you rooted for last night, do something kind for someone today, mm-hmm. because it is Random Acts of Kindness Week.
Yeah.
All week long.
All week long.
Random Acts of Kindness. Don't need to tell people about it. Don't need to make a big deal. Just go do something for somebody without them knowing it and make it random.
Mm-hmm.
And that will elevate their day. We hope we did so for you too. Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.